And here we are. We are back. Are we back?
I'm not back.
You're not back?
No.
Where'd you go?
I'm not here.
You're not here?
No, I'm not here.
If you're not here, you can't be back.
Shh. That's why I said I'm not back.
Oh, well, who's making all the noise?
Not really here.
Oh.
Shh. Not really here.
You had ice cream tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How's your tummy?
Shh.
You had Mexican food and ice cream.
Mexican food doesn't bother my stomach.
Do you hate yourself?
It doesn't bother my stomach. A Oreo blast from Sonic, however, might. It's hit and miss.
Hit and miss. Did you take anything?
I did not because it was empty.
Oh.
But it's so far so good.
You're guaranteed to have a problem. You're not going to have a problem?
We're really going to discuss this in front of all these people. Really? Okay, I'm not here.
It's only like 12.
Not here.
You're not here anyway, so what difference does it make?
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got to shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
And on today's show, we are going to talk about self-worth and stuff like that. So, there you go.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, here we are.
Hi.
Hey, hey.
I'm here now.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know what I know?
What do you know, man?
I know that 16-year-olds don't do a whole lot.
He mowed the yard.
Well, that's because I told him to get up and go do it today.
He'd sit on MySpace all day if you'd let him.
He did.
Did he?
He didn't even want the TV on.
He just sat on MySpace without the television.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
He would turn the TV on, but he didn't care what was on. Unless it was noise. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which he likes, which is funny to me.
Dork.
So he got up at 12:02 today.
He got up though.
Yeah. 12:02. What are you doing?
I was looking for something special and it's not there.
12:02.
12:02 he got up.
To noon. Kay. I had already eaten two meals. I had eaten two meals, exercised, cleaned the bathroom, taken out the trash, watered my flowers in the front and back, and gone to the store before he got up.
Well, that's a normal Saturday around here.
Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, you're always like ahead of me.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And there he was.
There you go.
And you know what he did? He got up. He went and made some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
He made a pot of coffee. Took a giant mug, sat on the couch, signed onto the computer, and didn't move until, well, I mean, he moved. He went and got like a glass of milk and some cookies.
Yeah.
He never ate lunch.
No.
Never ate anything but like four cookies and milk.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have had about six glasses of tea. And then, and he stayed at MySpace all day. Well, what?
What do you expect?
I'm just saying.
You know what?
16-year-olds don't do much.
But you know what he did do? He did add to our vocabulary today.
He did. He did do that.
He taught us that there are several classifications, and he takes them very seriously.
Yes, he does. This is very important to him.
He said awesome and fantastic are at the bottom. And we're talking about things that are good,
mm-hmm.
things that are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome and fantastic are at the bottom of the good scale.
Yeah.
After awesome and fantastic, you have the bomb.
The bomb.
That's the bomb. That means it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Then above that, you have the bomb diggity, which we've heard him say.
Yeah.
He said Aldi's was the bomb, and he said something else was the bomb diggity, and I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
Well, today we found out that there was even a classification higher than the bomb diggity, which I thought was very interesting because I did not realize
that there could be one higher.
I didn't realize the scale, okay, mm-hmm. of what was going on here. And then we found out today that there was one above the bomb diggity. And he says it's a rare case that you find anything that warrants it. Mm-hmm. He says it's sort of a life-changing God, you know, God intervening type of situation. It's something that will change your life mm-hmm. forever mm-hmm. in a positive way, and that is the bomb diggity bomb.
Bomb diggity bomb.
The bomb diggity bomb, which was what, like, you are to me. You're my bomb diggity bomb. Mm-hmm.
Or shakabuku, whichever.
Yeah, that was my word.
Bomb diggity bomb.
Yeah, you are my bomb diggity bomb.
You know what?
What?
I saw the season finale to The Bachelorette. Yeah, guys, shut up. Whatever. So I watched the season finale today on TiVo.
Yeah.
With Adam. Yeah. And he's like, this is the stupidest show ever. Yeah. If she would, I'm like, shut up. I know it's stupid. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, it is.
I get it.
It is.
But he thinks everything's stupid. I'm like, you know what? You overuse that word, first of all.
He doesn't even like things he likes.
I know.
He like changes him. He'll say, oh, this is stupid. Oh, but I like this one.
I'm like, was I that ridiculous when I was 16?
Yeah. I remember when I was 16, everything was awesome. I didn't have a scale.
It was just awesome.
Everything sucked or it was awesome. That was it.
This is stupid. And he did say suck, but I said...
No, so we don't
say
suck.
There's no saying that. There's impressionable seven-year-olds. And then today,
what?
He was showing something on YouTube, and Lauren was sitting there, and I'm like, stop. Two-year-old, you're going to go home and be saying stuff she's not supposed to. And I'm like, what are you listening to it anyway?
Faith also has two scales. She has two scales. You have two scales.
I do.
Yeah, because you're two-dimensional like me. Sucks or awesome.
Well, it's our generation.
You have
jalapeno and a steak.
Or you have
jalapeno and a Frito.
Those are your two. Those are your two scales. We learned.
Okay.
So
that's good to know. What was I saying? Oh yeah, The Bachelorette. She picked. Listen, this has something to do with you. You listening?
This has nothing to do with me. I want to make this statement ahead of time. Anytime we are talking about The Bachelorette, the only thing it has to do with me is the fact that I avoid it, and I will turn it off if it's on when I walk into a room.
Okay, well, whatever. This has something to do with you. Because you were just saying that I'm the bomb diggity bomb.
You are
you,
the bomb
right?
diggity bomb.
Right.
But there's nobody on The Bachelor that is a bomb diggity bomb to anybody else because okay. It's a stupid television show, and it's not real.
Okay. So she apparently was...
I can speak for all people listening. We don't care.
I know you don't. I already said shut up because I'm getting into it anyway. So there's she's standing there. This has something to do with you. I'm not going to tell you about the show.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because how do you meet and fall in love with somebody in 5 minutes? It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I met and fell in love with you in 5 minutes.
You did
not. And over an umbrella fight.
You did not.
What's the point?
So they were standing there all, oh, he's so romantic. One of the guys was doing all these sweet romantic things, and it reminded me of you and how sweet and romantic you always are, and all the sweet notes and all the and all the sweet poems and all the love letters you write. And
those are limericks.
Yeah.
All rhyme with Nantucket.
I'm going to throw them all in a bucket.
Yeah.
So anyway, it just reminded me of you. See, so you ruined
it. I'm a manly man. I like to fish
and write poetry,
eat dirt,
and cry.
Oh, never. I'm me. Not me. There once was a man from Nantucket. What? Who kept his shoes in a bucket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? Why are you looking at me that way? Those are my poems.
Or you could go with my dad's poems.
So good girl.
Where's your poem? Have we read it?
I haven't even read it.
Yeah, you did. I read it to you.
You read it to me over the phone, but I haven't seen it.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
We got to read them the poem. This is genius.
Genius. Well, that will be coming up on a show in the future because we're not going to stop the show and go look for it right now.
Oh, we got to get that. That was genius. It was his 40th birthday poem.
You perhaps need to look up that word genius. It was...
Seriously, my dad is a poetic genius.
Okay.
And I mean that in a really broad sense.
Yeah. Way broad.
By genius, I mean he can
rhyme shoe with blue.
He can rhyme
blue.
Shoe with blue.
Every
he can rhyme
time.
Cow, I mean moo with...
Shoe.
Yeah.
And blue. All in the same poem.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yep.
He used to write me poems and it would say, roses are red, violets are blue, I love you more than a cow loves to moo.
That is poetic genius. Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
It's sweet.
Little notes to leave your teenage daughter.
Sure.
That's nice.
It is nice. I'm not arguing with you. Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Let's see what if somebody has left us wonderful things.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
To listen to. See what this is.
Hello, Two Blind Squirrels, starring Brad and Faith and co-starring their humble servants, Helen and Dan.
Well, that was a while back. Obviously, this was
Dan
a call
apparently has from been, a while back. Has been Dan has somewhat been, fired, maybe. He threatened to be fired.
He gracefully agreed to step down.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh.
Because he doesn't have time. So he was asked to resign or fired on the air, whichever you like to So now Staveen is applying for the job.
Staveen is applying?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yes.
Last week.
Yes.
And is he going to write me some more music?
I don't know about that. We'll have to see if he's going to write you some more. He's already written your theme song for the show, so we'll have to see if that pans out or not.
Okay.
Well, I need to edit this to take off the beginning of it, actually.
What?
Your song, but...
This is your cross. Let it be a sweet, sweet life that you live. Singing to blind squirrels in the morning.
I think his tape is dragging. I think Steve's tape's dragging.
It's getting a little slow.
No. No.
I love
it's
it.
Good.
It's perfect.
Good. It's perfect.
Okay, what's our caller?
What, we had a call?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who called in? Oh.
This is Scott from Media PA.
Scott from Pennsylvania.
You sure you're with us today?
No, not at all. Never claimed to be.
Okay.
Just wanted to thank you for the shout out yesterday, and thank you, Brad, for the complimentary tone you used when you described my nice bald head. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. This is a guy with a bald head. I don't, was I complimentary to his
I
bald
don't,
head?
I don't even remember you even. I don't remember.
We have a lot of bald people listening to this show.
What you does know that mean?
I don't know. We have this guy. We have, I'm going to leave out somebody, but we've got Michigan Charlie. We've actually got a man named Bald Man.
That's what he goes by?
Yeah. We've
There's
got
a bald guy on my Galad.
Jen
who does the Galad workout videos. He's on there.
Jen and Dave?
Dave's not bald.
No, not that. Not Dave Avila, but there's another Jen and Dave in like the Midwest in Nebraska or something.
Nebraska? People live there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jen and Dave do.
Okay.
He's bald. And... What were you saying about Galad? Galad's bald?
No, Galad has...
Did that toupee finally fall off?
No, he's got lots of hair.
Yeah, is it toupee?
It is not.
Toupee.
You're just jealous because you don't look like him.
I didn't know I had to be, but now I am.
No, don't look like him. You'd crush me.
Can we get on with the call, please?
No, there's a guy on there who's bald.
Yes, there was?
I don't know, I just...
Was it this guy from Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Are you on the Galad workout? But well, I mean, it's the whatever.
Hey, Skeeter
on
Pie.
TV.
Skeeter Pie got a new kitten.
Can you hear her purring from here?
Take her over to the microphone. Let him hear her purr because she purrs loud. Right up next to the mic there. There you go. I think you can hear that. Right in front of the
right
mic.
In front of the mic.
There you go. There you go. It's the loudest purring cat I've ever heard in my life. I actually like this cat.
Is she sweet?
Yeah. I didn't much care for Astrophe, but this cat I like. This cat's sweet.
And she's a good kitty cat. She went and got her shots yesterday, mm-hmm. and she was very good.
Yep.
She was scared because there's like a lot of dogs. There's just like one black house cat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the vet has a vet cat, house uh-huh. cat.
Yeah.
And he lays on the counter where you pay. He yeah. just gets up. He lays wherever he wants to lay, actually. Yeah,
probably.
He's this giant, fat
cat. That's
and he just
do.
Lays on top of all the bills. And you just have to work around him.
Yeah,
but
baby.
How many dogs were there? There were like 7, 8 dogs there
probably
waiting in the waiting room.
One.
He doesn't like to lay on his back. I don't know if you figured that out.
That hurts her.
No.
It's not natural for him to lay on his back.
Her
to lay on his back.
Her.
To lay on her back.
On her back.
Okay.
Probably.
I'm glad we got that straight.
Seven or five dogs.
Five or seven dogs.
Or something.
Yeah. But she didn't like them.
No.
No.
Cats don't like dogs.
The dogs didn't seem to mind her.
Nah.
And then the vet cat came in.
Yeah.
He walked in, stood in the middle of the floor in front of all the dogs, kind of eyed them all up, kind of checked them out, turned around and said, turned around and went and jumped up on the counter and went
nobody,
to sleep.
Nobody here I like.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we got to get back to our call here.
Just wanted to say I've been listening to your show since, I think it was the worst episode ever podcast, which... played a voicemail from Lottie Da who said that if you didn't like crowds, you wouldn't want to avoid the T after a Red Sox game, and then you and Faith decided that the T was these machines that Red Sox fans would gather around after games. I must have replayed that section about a dozen times in a row because I was just having so much fun laughing at you guys.
Okay. Hey, you're supposed to laugh. How many times I got to tell you this?
Laugh
with us.
With us.
With us.
With.
Not at us.
With.
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 What? Can you say that?
With.
Oh, okay.
You're going to talk to me about what I can say. Seriously. How do you say wreath?
I don't even know.
Obviously, you figured out what the T really is.
The T's a train.
They keep up the good work. I hope Dan will consider doing his own podcast. And
he does do his own podcast. It's called the Invasion Podcast.
But it's only like once a month or something.
No, it's once a week.
Oh,
okay. Now that he's back, it's supposed to be once a week.
But he's really busy.
And he's actually an MP3.
He may have been fired from that too.
As of last week, he was not. So, and he was being really funny last week. He went off and made he called in as pretending to be callers from Australia and
that was my Ireland. Idea. He took my idea. I told you that we should call in on our own show, and you said I was stupid. See, so this
I never
that
said
was
you
my
were stupid.
Idea, and now he went and took
never.
Our Dan. You
stupid stealer person.
I didn't call Dan stupid.
I never called you stupid.
You just said you just called Dan stupid.
I never called you stupid.
Well, that's fine.
Okay. I'm not married to Dan.
Well, don't call Dan stupid. He's sweet.
Okay. But he's a thief.
That's right. Sweet thief. Took my ideas.
It's a train. The T is a train.
Yeah, we said that. But then we didn't believe that it was...
Now
really
the invasion. The invasion.
Train.
The invasion podcast is actually not very easy to find because it's not like invasionpodcast.com or anything. You have to Google it, and then you have to find the one that says something about grapevine.
I don't know. I've never heard
vineyard.
Of it.
Vineyard. That's it. The Vineyard Church or something.
Oh
like
yeah, because he goes to the Vineyard. Yeah.
And that's the right one.
Yeah.
Because there's actually more than one invasion podcast.
Okay. Cool.
And. Faith, you're definitely a different kind of funny.
Now, whoa. It was fighting words, buddy. Call my wife a different kind of funny. I tell you what, you're a different kind of funny. Why don't you come here and say that? We don't call each other's wives different kind of funny here in Texas, buddy. Better back off the different kind of funny. Feeling a different kind of fist in your face is all I'm saying.
Seriously?
Yeah, what?
Chill out.
Okay.
Mr. Manly Man. We all think you're a manly man.
I am a manly man. I write poetry.
You don't have to prove it to anybody.
I write poetry that rhymes with fist.
Definitely a different kind of funny. And Brad, I figure you've been doing a great job with the podcast. One of these days I'll have to listen to some episodes way back from when Chaz was doing it.
Well, guess what? Chaz is coming back, and we're kicking Faith out, and it's just going to be me and Chaz again. No, I'm kidding. Faith is going to be like, I'm invested now. No, he's coming back for the 1,000th show, and we're all going to do it together.
Oh, who's all?
I don't know.
Three of us?
At least the three of us.
Okay.
Maybe John. I don't know.
Who?
We'll see. Big John.
Oh.
Yeah,
Big John. What does Big John have anything to do with the 1,000th show?
Well, I just thought we might get some people together.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We'll see. Buford will be here. Professor.
Great.
Yeah. Chaz, 1,000th show. Look for it on or around August the 1st.
Okay.
Okay.
And also, you must feel very blessed to have a wife who so diligently lives out 1 Peter 3:6a every day. Thanks, and keep on listening.
Oh, wait. Dang it.
What?
Now I got to go look it up. I hate when people call in and give me stuff to do. I don't like that guy. He called you a different kind of funny, and then he gave me something to
do. You told me I was a different kind of funny. You got that from you.
Yeah, but we're going to blame him, okay? All right.
Ow.
Ow. Kind of hurt my ears there.
What was that?
What was it? 1 Peter 3:8?
3:6a.
There's no...
It's the first half of the verse.
Yeah, well, that's just to say that. To pretend like there's an A.
There is. That's how they label them.
1 Peter 3:6. I don't like this guy.
Is your brain okay?
What was his name? Scott or something? I don't like anybody named Scott.
Oh, Lord.
Picking a fight with him right here. I didn't like him from day one.
I had a friend back in my previous life whose name was Scott.
Yes. I didn't like him either. Yeah. I didn't.
You didn't like him?
But not really. He was kind of dorky.
He wasn't dorky.
Yeah, he was.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he was.
No, he was...
Creepy dorky.
That's just because he liked me.
He wore a trench coat.
What?
He wore a trench coat.
Only in the winter. No, he couldn't ever get past 1987. He was kind of stuck in some kind of 80s time warp. And he had big hair like the 80s. And he anyway, it doesn't matter.
He wore a trench coat.
Okay. That stuck with you?
It did.
That he wore a trench coat?
Because he was that kind of guy.
What kind of guy?
He was just flashy out of the blue with his trench coat.
Yeah. Oh, my word. I wonder whatever happened to him.
He probably got arrested for flashing somebody.
Okay.
On the L. Or the T.
On the T.
I'm just kidding.
Did you find the verse?
Yes. Like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. That's what it said. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. So I guess that was referring to the you're not the boss of me.
I would guess.
Show. So cool. All right. What was his name again?
Hello, Two Blind Squirrels, starring Brad and Faith and co-starring their humble servants, Helen and Dan.
Yes.
This is Scott.
Scott. Okay, it was Scott. All right. I didn't want to call him by the wrong name. So if I'm going to pick a fight with somebody, I want to know who it is.
Okay. It's good to know.
We'll spar with him a little
bit. Okay. What else you got there?
See if he's got a sense of humor. What?
What else? He sounds like it.
Sounds like it. What else I got?
He called me a different kind of funny, which I've gotten over being offended by.
You're not offended by that anymore?
No.
But you were offended by that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Who offended you
it
best?
It didn't really offend me.
Hello, furry woodland friend. This is...
Hello, la-di-da!
La-di-da. I'm currently driving on my way to camp right now, and I just wanted to say have a great summer. I will be unable to listen to the podcast.
What? Excuse me?
We have to have a moment of silence.
Just a minute. Shh.
Okay, we can continue now.
Okay.
She won't even hear us commenting on this call, so I don't know.
All summer. Or call in. So, goodbye for now. I'll see you in August. Lovely summer to everyone. Don't melt, Texans, etc. I will be in the cold Adirondacks. Hooray! Ooh. Okay,
wow.
Bye.
The cold Adirondacks. Burr. Isn't that a chair?
It is a chair named after where it came from.
So they're... They have them like they're chill or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Hey.
This
is going to be over Michigan a minute Charlie. Long because this is Michigan Charlie.
Hey, Michigan Charlie.
And to say thanks to all those that have been praying for me.
Hey, Charlie.
My father is hearing those many prayers and things are going great with my treatments.
Good.
Also, I just wanted to say I love the shows with Dan. Sorry, Sherry and I missed SquirrelCon 08, but we hope to make SquirrelCon 09.
Yay.
You know, you talked a bit about getting squirrel names on the show. So I figured I better get one in there for myself. You know, I'm as big as a tree.
Did he say the show?
The show.
The show?
He is so Midwestern.
The show?
The show. That's almost tree. Canadian.
And I hope that my strength in the...
He's almost Canadian.
Yeah, he's close.
He's a Youper. He's a Youper.
He's a UP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he up there from the UP.
Up in the UP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cold up there. Oh, yeah, they got us a snow. Lots of snow, yeah. He's not that bad.
No.
The Lord will kill it all with his glory.
Lord, oh, I'm messing,
you know, I'm
messing up
tree,
his testimony.
And I hope that my strength in the Lord will kill it all with his glory. For it is only through his grace that I keep on going through this trial. And to hear the trials of others, mine can be sometimes minor. I just wanted to say thanks to all. And to let yous know that, yeah, I'm still listening. I'm still a lurker. I'm still hanging in there. It was a little bit of a downside today with the last treatment of chemo. It left me pretty tired. But God will carry me all the way. And it's all because, as the Bible tells us, when two or more gather in my name, I will hear your call. Well, the Lord is hearing your call. And I just want to thank all of my squirrely friends at that nut house for their support. So this is Michigan Charlie saying goodbye and thanks.
Well, you're
bye-bye.
Welcome, Michigan Charlie. I don't think that was actually over a minute, so you did good. I mean, not that that mattered. Thank you, Michigan Charlie. He is, for those of you who don't know, he's been with us since like day two. He's our second listener, second confirmed listener or person who wrote in to say they were listening after Tim Mead. He, and this is, you know, back to show number like 30. We're approaching show 1,000. Anyway, he's been with us from that time and all through the communities and the different versions of the community and how it's grown and matured into the ministry. He's been right there along with us, taking a leadership position in the ministry. We've really appreciated his contribution and his testimony through his own podcast, mcraves.com. Actually, I don't think it's mcraves.com. I don't think he has that domain, but you can find it at mylifeministries.org/blog/mcrave, or just go to mylifeministries.org and follow the little arrows. But anyway, so you can check out his podcast, which is a very, very good, very solid evangelical podcast. Mm-hmm. He's actually posted to it recently, so I haven't had a chance to listen to that show, but I'm sure it's excellent. It was like today, so I didn't have a chance to listen to it yet. But anyway, he's going through serious cancer. He's been ill for a long time and been in a wheelchair, had to be on oxygen. I mean, this is back from when we first met him years ago. And now he's going through cancer and going through treatment for it through chemo. And you can just tell from his voice. I mean, he's just completely dependent on the Lord and, you know, letting him see him through. And so he's just an awesome testimony.
Yeah, he's an encouragement.
And a very humbling person to talk to, because he's just so cool. All right, well, let's move on. One more call.
Okay, one more.
Hi, Brad. This is Scott from EDPA. I just got done listening to the...
So this is the same guy that we've already listened to once before.
Okay. Why is he only talking to you? You're not talking to me anymore?
Got in a fight with. Well, before he talked to everybody, so now he's got a bone to pick with me.
He didn't say that.
We're talking all about family...
What? You don't know. Maybe he did.
Listening to the episode where you're talking all about Family Feud, and I just
family
wanted
feud.
To say something especially for you.
Okay.
Lad sucking goats. Lad sucking goats. Lad sucking goats.
God, that's a little creepy.
It's a bit much.
A little creepy.
Goats. Lad sucking goats.
Okay, I'm going to put that on a loop.
Goats.
I'm going to put that on a loop.
Can I say, Brad?
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, he said hi.
Blood sucking goats.
That was a really bad call.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, every time I download three calls, I should always stop at two.
Yeah.
And when I download 4, I should always stop at 3. Oh, well.
Oh, that's funny.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Nobody will call anyone by their name.
I like your laugh at the end of that. That's what makes that clip so special. It's the faith laugh at the end of it.
Nobody will call anyone by their name.
It's like you're throwing up laughter all over the microphone.
Oh, man.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Now, what?
Just remembering that was funny.
That was funny.
And I never can remember anything, but I remember that. I never remember our shows that we do, ever.
What? Why not?
I don't know, because they're all like conglomeration, and then once they're done, they're done, and then I move on.
Why are all these people following me on Twitter?
I don't know. What's Twitter?
It's this thing where you update what you're doing, and people follow you.
Why
it's a
would
little
you
creepy.
Update what you're doing? Why would you do that?
I don't know. I haven't quite
you know
figured
what?
It all out yet.
You know what?
What?
We have almost arrived, because here, you got the new iPhone that's like going to be able to track you wherever you are.
Yeah.
So we're not far. The Lord's got to come back soon. I mean, they're going to be implanting chips in us pretty quick.
I agree. I agree. Okay, I just got my first email from oh my goodness. I just got my first email from Steve, who's now doing our calls.
Oh.
And
Steveen.
I'm trying to make sense of it all, actually.
Why are we doing it on air?
It's just kind of crazy. Well, I thought I might play one real quick, but I'm going to have to sort through this now.
Okay.
This is not as, I don't know. There's a lot more information here. But anyway.
You got a new learning curve.
Yeah. I got a new learning curve. Anyway. Okay. So, what else?
That's all I got.
What are we at? 30 minutes?
I told you.
Good Lord, we're supposed to make short shows.
Well,
short shows. What did I say before we started recording, Faith? What did I tell you?
Short shows. I sat over here and went, hello, hello, and you were focused on Twitter.
That was 5 seconds ago.
No, it wasn't. That's been 5 minutes. And you'd waste 5 minutes. Could have been 25 minutes. And then you'd have been close to your 20-minute show. I'm just saying, you don't want me to be a Nazi like Charlie. So I'm going to let you just
going to let me make 30-minute shows. You think anybody is still listening to this?
Well, you know, they. What's his name?
Who? Scott?
No.
Scott from Media PA?
No.
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 One that thinks you're funny different?
A different kind of funny. No, Chipmunk. Alvin.
Alvin the Chipmunk.
Alvin wants us to do hour-long shows because he's ADD and he forgets what happened 30 minutes ago. So
we got that scary call from Alvin last week.
That's hysterical.
Don't get it. Like, he's got to call. You know what? He should call every night at midnight.
That was funny.
That was the most ADD I've ever heard anybody. That's funny. I seriously hope he was being funny on purpose.
I hope that's not just normal behavior.
Too many Red Bulls, man. Too many Red Bulls.
Stop
okay.
The madness.
Well, I'm going to play the outro music now because there's nothing left to do. That's the only thing left to do.
Okay. You do that then.
We're going to be out of town. In fact, we're gone now. As you're listening to this show, happy Monday, by the way.
We are in Wisconsin,
up by Michigan Charlie. Maybe we'll swing over by him and see him or something.
Seriously.
He's like way out of the way, though.
That's a long drive.
I just hate to be that close to him.
And it's cold. It's summer.
Is it cold or is it summer?
It's cold in the UP at summer, in the summer.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not all over that, actually. I'm not into that.
No.
All right. Bye, Escondidos, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Wisconsin. Well, from Wisconsin, from here, but we'll be
in Wisconsin.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.